from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Food for thought. Food for thought. If this is what it sounds like this summer with contracts, and the Niners are hell-bent on winning the deal, and the fans show this much anxiety when big-name players are not all simpatico with the front office, if that's what 2024 sounds like, what are we going to do next summer? What are we going to do?
Well, he's going to change course. And by he, I mean Parag Marate. He's going to take his cue from the owner who already said he's going to reset the market. So go ahead and just break him off in March and put all of this to rest, because I don't want to ever have to say the name Parag Marate again. It's not that I don't like and respect what he's done. I actually have a good friend who knows him personally. And, you know, she vouches for him as a person and him as an executive and all the rest of it. And so it makes me feel even better about Parag Marate and what he does. But I don't want him to be a part of my 49er football season, but he always is.
Well, he's like an offensive lineman. His name's not going to come up unless something's wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spencer Burford.
Nobody is like, you know, when the McCaffrey thing happened, did anybody go like, oh, job, Parag. Way to go. Way to get it done quietly and quickly. Good job, Parag. Nobody did that. You only hear this, like, offensive lineman in holding. You only hear his name when a flag gets thrown. We got a couple flags on the field right now.
Big time flags.
Yeah, but
he
but
went the wrong way on a third and goal play.
Maybe.
And, you know, Ayuk was open and you couldn't make the throw.
But next year, I know it's easy because Jed York spoke. It's not.
I think it's a lot easier than this.
I disagree.
It's easy because if you like the player, and I believe that they like the player.
A lot of
stuff
to happen.
The market is there.
A lot to happen between now and then.
Well, if now and then, if everything that happens between now and then is good, then it's easy.
Well, that's a
big if. It becomes difficult if. Well, I mean, what does Brock have to do for this to not be something that you want to continue to do?
I don't know that that's the point. Brandon Ayuk has never done anything that somebody didn't want to have continue.
No, but he's replaceable. He's replaceable, and your starting quarterback is not.
That's funny. He is. I've heard you say all year they can't win a Super Bowl.
I don't think that they can.
Well, then he's not replaceable.
They think he's replaceable.
Maybe they do. Maybe they don't.
Because they haven't finished this.
I don't know. Maybe he's being unreasonable. That's a, like, we got to, you know, like.
I don't think that the quarterback can be, quote, unreasonable.
Sure can.
Is he going to ask for $90 million a year?
I have no idea what he's going to do.
I think that the quarterback would be much more reasonable just based on what the market is.
And if the 49ers, here's a premise that I see. If the 49ers are going to go to their players in general and say, look, just like they have with Brandon, you're very good. You're very valued. We need you and/want you. Here's what we can do. I know that Justin Jefferson got XYZ. I don't know if you've noticed, Minnesota doesn't even have a quarterback, nor are they trying to win anything. We are. And I don't know if you've noticed, there's amazing players all over the place. And all of them need to get paid. So here's what we can do. I know what the market's telling you, but here's what we can do. Why wouldn't they do that with Brock? Why wouldn't they? In fact, I'd argue you do it with Brock more than anyone. Because you go to Brock and you're like, first of all, you've made $2.7 million in your entire life. And you have another season to play. Now, I'm not saying you mess with it and be unfair, but if you told Brock, oh, hey, by the way, yeah, we'll do the 60, but then both of your security blankets are gone. No Debo, no Trent. Or we could do 53 or 50 or 49. I don't know. I don't know where this is going. But to think, after where we've been, that the 49ers are just going to lay down and roll over because Brock's a quarterback? I disagree. And I think next offseason, oh my goodness, it's going to be, it's almost like the NBA where the offseason's bigger than the season.
Disagree.
Okay.
And I don't think that we get past the draft without that being done, because Kyle Shanahan understands the importance of having QB1 in OTAs and in camp. And so that's different than a 36-year-old left tackle who, fine, you don't want to come into camp. We don't really even want you here in camp. We want you to rest and be healthy. And Brandon Ayuk, if you don't want to be here with your quarterback, you've already played a season and a half with him. We feel like you can be on the same page with him when you eventually come in, if you do. But QB1, that's a totally different calculus.
Of course
when
it
you've
is.
Got a head coach who is offensive-minded. So I think if this year goes the way we all expect it to go, forget the team result. If Brock again looks good and a guy with accuracy, QB rating, the acumen, the decision-making, he stays upright and he has a year and they finish wherever they finish and they want him next year, it gets done early because Kyle Shanahan wants it done early.
Maybe.
That's his quarterback.
Yeah.
That's my quarterback.
Yeah, and this is his left tackle and his
different story.
And his leading receiver. Well, everything's different when it's the quarterback. But
well, the
I
left
just,
tackle as an older Hall of Famer, I think that a lot of it is like, okay, wake us in the end of August. And here we are in the end of August, and now maybe we're all waking up to the reality that
maybe
he's still not here. And Brandon Ayuk, I do think that was just a simple miscalculation. They thought that he would cave. They thought that he would be much more willing to take what they offered, and he wasn't. And he dug in, and then he held in, and he made their life, not a living hell, but he made their life a little bit uncomfortable.
Annoying.
Yeah, he was more annoying than they thought.
Well, I'd say this. Even if you're right, and I'll buy that you're speaking the odds on favorite position right now, but even if you're right, that too leads to its own national debate. Niners just break off Brock Purdy's $60 million when half the world thinks he's the 16th best quarterback in the NFL. All I'm telling you right now is it is going to be loud next summer. It is going to be loud. It is going to be incessant. It is going to be very difficult for everybody to sort of like agree and make sense of. Because first of all, that's not our world right now. We don't agree and make sense of things. That's not who we are as a culture. And B, if you can't see that no matter what happens with Brock, there's disagreement, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. Brock Purdy right now, based on numbers and data, is easily one of the top five quarterbacks in the game right now. Very few people think that the data matters in this case. And what do we know about negotiations? An agent is going to be like, data. And then the other side's going to be like, emotional feel. And we're going to argue.
Of course.
And it's going to be a big flipping deal, because I've never heard a contract discourse among fans start earlier than this. This started right after the Super Bowl, and he wasn't even eligible for another
exactly.
year.
Exactly. Well, we've never seen a player do what he's done.
Very
from
good point.
Mr. Irrelevant to conference championship game and then Super Bowl runner-up in 2 years. We've never seen this before. So even at the end of this upcoming year, yes, he's eligible for an extension. Doesn't mean he has to get one. Now, he will get one because that's the way football works. But because of that, I think that they're going to be able to find common ground a lot more easily than they are with Trent Williams, who is 36 and rich and dug in. And now he wants what he wants. And you have to go to the owner and knock on his door and say, yeah, Trent wants $45 million guaranteed. I need you to get $45 million for me, Jed, so we can give a 36-year-old left tackle $45 million. We want to give him $28 million a year $56 million, but he wants $45 million guaranteed at signing. Will you do it? And Jed's like, God, I gotta stop answering my door. We had Christian McCaffrey knock.
Oh, come on, it's every year.
And we had Ayuk knock. But,
it's every year.
Well, and he had to call Juszczyk and say, you know, Kyle, sorry about that, but you're going to have to give some back.
This is the game.
It's the game, but it seems to be happening with more frequency and at a higher level than ever before.
That's because they have more good players.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, at some point, you're not going to pay all these good players.
Right.
And maybe it starts with Ayuk.
You have to go get new good players.
Well, you can't replace Trent Williams. So you're not going to find another new good player. You're not going to replace him right now.
Not now.
Well, but that's all that matters. You got 13 days till the opener.
No,
that's
see?
That's all that matters.
No.
Where are you going to find a left tackle?
Not to them. And therein lies one of the
problems.
You don't
have that much hubris.
What are you talking about?
Kyle, let me bring up that tweet. Yeah. What else are people talking about? That's Kyle Shanahan.
That is.
Possibly.
That is absolutely one of the discords that takes place between the conversation that happens in our space and the conversation that happens in their space. They can't make it all about right now and nothing else matters. If that were the case, none of this would be happening. If the 49ers were like, you know, Kyle, it is Super Bowl or bust this year. I hope you know that.
They don't
say that to each other.
But he knows it is.
No, it's not. He's going to be back the next year. Watch.
He will, but who
it's
won't
not,
be?
It's not Super Bowl or bust. It is the same thing every year in every organization. It's Super Bowl or try again, or how do we get ourselves into a position where we can Super Bowl or try again? That's all it ever is. And you can't ask a front office to not think about the following year or the year after. They have to. It's their job.
It is, but you can't just go out there and find a left tackle. So, yeah. Find Trent
Williams. What happened last time?
Right. They went out and traded for him. Yeah. And they happened to find a player who was disgruntled and available. That was rare.
But why
incredibly rare.
Yeah. Again, you're going to have to replace your players. All of them.
Right.
You're going to have to replace them.
You're going to replace a guy who's getting paid $27 million and you're going to go find a guy who's making $27 million and hope he's just as good?
No, it's not a question for this year.
Because you're not going to draft a left tackle when you're picking 28th.
You might.
You're not going to find a guy who's this good.
Might trade up. I don't know.
Yeah, it's risky. Trading up has not worked well for you.
But this is their job. They traded up to get Brandon Ayuk.
I get it. They traded up to get Trey Lance.
Yeah, I understand.
Captain Picasaurus.
That doesn't mean it hasn't gone well. It didn't go well that time.
Yep.
Like, anyway.
And they traded down to get Solomon Thomas. How'd that work for you?
Well, what'd they do with all the other picks that they got?
They got Reuben Foster.
Reuben Foster. Yeah.
How'd that work out for you?
It was good for about 7 days.
Something like that.
That's a couple months. By the way, quick aside, that's another reason that I'm going to pause before I tell everybody that this was a great draft for the Niners. Because I know the buzz right now, you literally cannot cross out any of their picks. Right now, as we sit here today, you cannot be mad at any of the picks. You cannot say, ooh, that doesn't look good. You can point to Ricky and his injury, but you cannot. The performance of this year's draft class in camp and preseason has been good across the board. You will not hear me say, oh, they nailed the draft.
Yeah,
because
you can't.
None of them have played a game yet.
Talk to me in 2027.
Thank you.
And
well, you can talk before 2027, but at least wait till, I don't know, week 7.
Yes.
Let's see how they're doing.
One more on Reuben Foster before we go to the phones. He had red flags all over the board.
Of course he did.
And you traded back. Or you traded back and you got that pick and you thought you were smarter than everyone because you thought you could fix it. Like Spicoli in Fast Times, for those of you old heads, I can fix it.
Was that all they got? Was it just that? They moved back one spot and got an extra first rounder? I feel like did they get more for that trade with the Bears?
You can Google it, but that was the
Trubisky,
marquee portion of
it. Right?
Yeah,
the Bears didn't do well with that trade
by
the way.
No, they didn't. The Niners got Solomon Thomas and Reuben Foster.
Yeah, did any good players come out of that experience? No.
Yeah.
Unless there was more to it. Grandy's looking it up. While Grandy's looking it up, let's talk to Anthony in the Bay. Hi, Anthony. What's cooking, man? Thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. What's happened with you guys? Thank you guys for taking the phone call.
Yeah, man.
You guys are hitting on all points today. Let me tell you guys, so much to talk about, so little time. I think as far as Trent Williams is going, I think I'm chilling with you on that Willard and Dibs. I mean, I'm chilling with it. I guess Will's chilling with it. I think we're going to sign him. I think what we got to do, though, is get rid of Ayuk. We need to get rid of him. He's just causing way too much distraction. I've never seen a Super Bowl based upon one wide receiver. I think there's many great wide receivers who have not made it to Super Bowl in one. So I think it's just on to the next. I think it's just the way the league goes. we could move on to the next receiver and see what happens. We cannot do without a left tackle and a quarterback. I just think that's where it's at. We need to get rid of Ayuk so we could pay Trent Williams and then pay our quarterback next year.
Well, Anthony, you bring something up that for me, and thank you, remains a total question mark, which is this. I don't know if the two are linked. And I wish there was someone who was really on the inside or would share on that. Doesn't exist. But I would love to know if in any way, like even in the slightest way, are these two stories.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Linked, like, is the discord with Brandon sort of making the Niners hesitant with whatever dollar figure Trent is asking for, and so they're sitting there going, okay, we kind of gotta, Trent, hang out over here while we figure this out. Until we figure that out, we can't figure you out. Or are they mutually exclusive? I don't know.
Yep.
I would love for them to be mutually exclusive. That's what my brain thinks is probably true. I don't think that multi crazy billion-dollar organizations that operate at this high of a level would not only put themselves in a position of, we're not sure what's going to happen with Brandon, but also if we're not sure what happens with Brandon, that means we're not sure what happens with our other key players. That would be a real bad way to do business. But I don't know if the two are linked in some sort of a way.
I don't think that they're linked financially, but I think that they're linked philosophically, because I don't know if you saw the story earlier today. I saw it in The Athletic, where the Niners are spending $200 million to upgrade Levi Stadium for the Super Bowl and the World Cup. So you take $200 million and you cleave that off and you put that aside for upgrades. And I know a lot of that money will come back with, you know, all of the revenue that you're going to generate from those two events, the World Cup and the Super Bowl, but that still is $200 million that you're taking out of your business budget and you're putting it toward upgrades for your stadium. So they're not a cash poor or a money poor organization. So I don't know if Jed York is thinking, geez, you know, Trent wants $45 million guaranteed, and I'm just guessing at the number, and Brandon wants $50 million guaranteed at signing. So that's $100 million, and geez, gee willikers, guys, I don't think that we have that much money to spend. That's not the issue. I do think it's a couple things. One is they want to win the deal, and the other thing is the precedent. So Trent's not happy at 36, and darn it, I want more money, or I'm not going to show up. And Brandon Ayuk, I want a new contract, or I'm going to show up but not really play. I think that the precedent is a part of it, where this organization doesn't want to have to keep going to their players and saying, oh, you're complaining? You get it. Daddy, I want ice cream. Okay, here's two scoops. Well, he got cake too. Here, have some pie, have some cake, and you get ice cream. Wait, what about me? Have some candy and cake and ice cream.
This is getting a little too close to home. I'd like you to stop now.
Well, and you know,
I'm over. You should see my freezer.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat it.
Dad, do we have any dessert? I don't know. Pick from one of the 87 desserts that you guys have talked me into buying and putting in this house. And like a buffoon, I'm just like, okay,
yeah,
I'll go to my 8th grocery store and get your stupid request.
I get it.
So
my daughter had her second birthday on Sunday. And now it's chocolate cake, ice cream, chocolate cake.
Don't make me do the chocolate cake joke again, dude, because Granny didn't get it yesterday.
This morning for breakfast, she's hitting me. Do you want a bagel? Chocolate cake. You're not getting Chuck a cake.
Do you know what the bigger problem with that is? Is there's an even older Bill Cosby reference to make there, but you can't make Bill Cosby references anymore. No. He did a whole comedy skit on dad giving the kids the chocolate cake and the chocolate. The kids, everybody's all happy with dad.
You can't do it.
No, it's terrible. I don't want to do it. I used to be able to kind of do a Bill. I don't want to do a Bill anymore.
Can't do Bill.
Bill's gross. But anyway,
can't do it.
You were saying, oh, Grandy's got the answer to the trade. Hi, Grandy.
Yeah, the 2017 draft day trade, the Niners moved down from 2 to 3.
To 3, yeah.
They also got back a third rounder, a fourth rounder, and a third rounder in 2018.
So they didn't get the Reuben Foster pick.
They used one of those picks to trade back up into the first round and get Reuben Foster.
That's what I thought.
They also used one of those other picks they got to get two other late round picks. One of them turned into Adrian Colbert. You remember a safety from the beginning of the Jimmy Garoppolo era. And then they did a couple other moves. Ultimately, one of those picks from the Bears turned into Dante Pettis, which was a major fail.
Exciting.
But the big one, the 2018 third round pick, 70th overall, that came directly from the Chicago Bears. Next year's draft, the year following the trade,
and that was?
Became Fred Warner.
Hey, nailed the deal.
Totally.
Well, it sounds like 50 players came out of this in both directions, and one of them was good. But he happens to be the best linebacker in the game.
Sure.
Okay.
So you went from number 2, and you got Fred Warner. Okay. That's basically the net.
That, dude.
You had Solomon Thomas struggling. Reuben Foster played about a year and change. He was amazing for about a month and a half, and
dude,
then...
Dude, my son bought a jersey.
Oh, boy.
And then we had to give it back.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Anyway... These trades are always, I mean, they're hard to track. And thank you, Grandy, for doing the legwork.
But the Niners won the deal.
Sure.
And I do have the tiniest soft spot for Dante Pettis. Just a tiny one. For two small reasons. Neither of them are going to resonate with y'all, I think.
Boise, right? He's a Boise State.
No, that's not one of them. Yeah, he's a Washington guy. Yeah.
He's been to Boise.
No, first of all, I did a one-on-one with Dante one time down at the 49er facility.
Whoop.
And he wanted to talk food for like 20 minutes. I think we talked about tacos.
Okay.
I think he loves tacos. So
should've
I'm
been
like
a sign that he wasn't going to be very good at football.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I'm going to eat
he
it.
He actually kind of gave me a wink wink. He's like, don't let the team hear this because we're just sitting about talking about junk food and tacos. But I could sit there and talk about that stuff with anyone all day. So I was like, on a personal level, okay, Dante, you're kind of fun. And then it was that same year that, if memory serves, I don't know if it was week one or whatnot, but it was the home opener and the Pittsburgh Steelers were in town. And I took my kids to the game. We even got them down on the sideline. They got autographs from Jerry Rice. They had a day. And then the Niners went out and performed like poop. But they hung in there for a close game. And Jimmy Garoppolo, the legend that is.
The legend.
He drove them down in a close game right there in the fourth quarter. And with a couple minutes left to go, touchdown pass to Dante Pettis.
Wow.
Niners win. And then that was the end of that.
Pretty much.
That was the end of his career. After
all
that.
Right. That's a good story.
I didn't hear about Dante Pettis again until I showed up at Rainy Soldier Field. And wasn't he running? He was
Bear. Yeah, he had a big catch.
He was on the Bears, and he got that ball where Justin Fields ran around in circles and then hocked it up down the right sideline.
Yep.
Ruined my life. Dante Pettis.
Dante Pettis.
But until then, he had me on his side. Just a little bit.
A little soft spot.
Yeah, tacos
all right.
And touchdowns.
There you go.
He had a hell of a touchdown catch, I think, in his NFL debut. It was the week before the one you're talking about at home against Pittsburgh in Minnesota. A great pass from Jimmy Garoppolo.
That's right.
A toe-tap touchdown in the back of the end zone. Then week two happened. Week three in Kansas City, Jimmy Garoppolo tears his ACL.
Tears the ACL,
up.
And we're on our way to Bosaville. Exactly. So, remember when Jimmy Garoppolo used to throw touchdown passes in the NFL?
It's wild, yeah.
Which is a centerpiece to a point I'd like to make later on in the show.
Well, you can make the point because it's a Shanahan-based point, and it also plays into what you're talking about with Brock Purdy because... Yeah, when Brock comes up and you want to give Brock 55 or you want to give Brock 60 or whatever it is, well, you better still have Shanahan now because Shanahan is the QB maker. And you see all these other quarterbacks that Shanahan used to have, and they're all free now. CJ Beathard is out there.
You should answer this. 650 on our Xfinity mobile text line says, does he put cheese on his tacos? I don't remember him answering that question, but do you?
No.
You don't put cheese on your tacos?
No.
It's Taco Tuesday. I'm making the tacos tonight.
Right. Guru puts cheese on his tacos.
The kids will put the cheese on. If I put the cheese on the table, they're going to put the cheese on the tacos.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't believe that cheese belongs on tacos.
Most Mexican restaurants put the cheese on the tacos.
They will not
now.
Put the cheese in the tacos.
Some of the places I go to, they put the cheese on it.
And I wonder if it's Authentica, because if you want to go to the authentic Mexican place.
On the refried beans and all of that. Like, they put the cheese on there.
I don't think so.
No.
Lettuce, sure. Meat, salsa, and that's it. Maybe a radish or two.
Radish?
Oh, yeah, crunchy and good.
Do you?
Cheese on tacos. Are you 8 years old?
I would like to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.